American Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you make your home warm and cozy, improve your home, redecorate your home, repair your home, whatever advice, ideas, information you need to help improve the space that you call home. Reach out to us because that's what we do, and we are here to help. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button, which you'll find handily placed on every single page. Hey, coming up on today's show, there's nothing like opening up your front door to a clean home. But if you've got kids, a clean house can definitely feel a million miles away.
Yeah, especially after you've stepped on, like, your third Lego of the day. They hurt.
Oh, that's awful. They do hurt. I think they need to design soft Legos for parents that are embarrassing.
Squishable ones. Yet somehow they remain rigid for building, but when they sense a foot, they don't
hurt. It's a concept.
I think we're onto something.
Absolutely. So we're going to share some tips to help keep your home clean and your sanity intact with a few clever house cleaning hacks for busy parents.
Yeah, don't buy toys that hurt. Also ahead, if you guys are shopping for a new dishwasher, does an Energy Star rating really make a difference? We're going to explain why that little blue star can save you some serious bucks just ahead.
And if you've been feeling drafts this winter but not sure where they're coming from, we'll share some common holes that exist right now in your exterior walls, and you're probably not even aware of it.
But first, do you guys have some home improvement questions and you maybe don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
So let's get started. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions on moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. In fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them so you can have the louvers open or close. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic. So big sheets of polyvisqueen plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot. And you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Elaine in Delaware is on the line and is looking to redo a kitchen completely. Great project. How can we help?
I have a house that's built in, like, 1955. Okay, so I have the arch entrance going into the dining room. I also have a door going into a basement. I have a door going outside, and I have two windows.
And this is your kitchen we're talking about?
Yes. And the kitchen is only 18 by 12 feet with a 4-foot bump out for the basement door.
Okay.
Okay, so I was wondering, number one, if I take out that archway, because I have several other entrances in the house that have the same archway, if I take out that archway and take out that whole wall there that opens up into the dining room.
Do you want to see your kitchen all the time from the dining room?
I like that open concept, yes.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if it'll take away from the integrity of the 1955, you know, style with the arches.
I think an open plan has a much more modern and fresher feel. But, I mean, you're talking about mid-century, and that itself has a modern and fresh feel. So I don't think it compromises one another. The issue is that wall load-bearing? Can you feasibly and structurally actually remove it?
I don't think it is a load-bearing wall. No, we've done some work in the house, and I think that we could actually cut that out.
Now, your kitchen itself, is that original to the home from 1955?
Yes, it is. And it's got, like, the old wooden-type cabinets, like the back door opens up right into the stove.
Well, the nice thing about the old wooden cabinets is that they're really well-built, and the second thing is that they're also easy to refinish. I mean, that's a perfect candidate for painting cabinets, replacing hardware, and thinking about doing a less expensive kitchen update that way. Right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me, though, that Elaine's got her heart set on a gut job, which, you know, it isn't a bad idea either. You know, Tom's right. Those cabinets are exceptionally well made. I think the idea of opening out the room, as long as it makes sense and as long as you don't mind, I mean, is this going to be your formal dining room off of the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it instantly is going to take on a less formal feel because it is, you know, integrated into that main portion of the kitchen. But you can still add details to it to dress up that portion of the space. Plus, you can add, you know, a kitchen island is a great addition to a space. It gives a more casual seating area. But keep in mind that once you do the open plan, it does sort of reduce the formality of the dining area. But you can dress it up through color, lighting fixtures, furnishing choices, a rug. There are ways to do that. And keep in mind that now you're opening the space, your working triangle needs to be modified a little bit. But I think there are great ways to make an open plan work. And I think eliminating that archway really isn't going to, you know, take away from the historical aspect of the home.
Okay, yeah. And we were actually thinking about maybe putting a couple stools, like, where the wall is now, if we take out that archway, and kind of make it like a little breakfast bar.
Mm-hmm. No, I think as long as structurally you're able, and you'll have to consult with an engineer, there's no problem with removing that wall itself and creating that open plan. And, you know, do a lot of research on mid-century design because you're smack in that, you know, age bracket for your home. And it is swank. It's very modern. There's some interesting furnishings. You don't have to buy the authentic stuff, although as gorgeous as it is, there are some fantastic knockoffs in a lot of those pieces. And you can really do something interesting. And Lucite is back in a big way. And if you mix Lucite and wood and some interesting lighting, you know, you can really create a cool mid-century feel.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this hour, if you've got kids at home, a clean house can feel like it doesn't exist or maybe is completely out of reach. So we're going to share some tips to help all you busy parents out there keep your home clean and keep your sanity intact when the Money Pit returns.
the Bonnie Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want to be inspired for your next home improvement project? Well, don't miss The Money Pit podcast with new episodes and great ideas every Monday and Thursday.
You'll find us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now we've got Ken on the line who's dealing with a very moist situation in the attic. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, yeah, so we live, the wife and I, about 3 blocks from the Pacific Ocean, next to the Columbia River. I purchased a house here with a flat roof, basically it has about a 312 pitch. It had a torch down, system on it, and I opted to go a IV Teflon system.
Okay.
And, it was about a $10,000 system. Well, after they put it in about a year later, I noticed mold, on the underside of the roof. They put 3 vents, about 8-inch diameter vents in the ridge. And, when I saw the mold, well, they says, well, you're not getting adequate ventilation in the year. Well, anyway, they put 6 more vents in there. Huh. And, they had messed up and left about a half a dozen little holes where they had bad leaks. And so I had water in between the IV system and the torch down in my plywood.
Wow.
So I put the fan in there, and my question now is, putting those additional 6 vents on the bottom.
Are you talking about, when you say the bottom, are you talking about at the underside of the overhang at the soffit level?
Well, no, I don't have any overhangs. It's
you don't
a flat
have any
roof,
okay.
And it just comes to the walls. And so after they put the four on the top ridge, about I had mentioned, well, we should put some vents down low, and it's no, you don't need vents up here with that little slate.
Okay.
But probably wouldn't have had to have, but they were incompetent in what they did because they left about a half a dozen holes and leaks in that Teflon.
All right, so here's the situation. So you had a minimal amount of vent. You spotted some mold. You added additional vents, and now are you still seeing mold in the attic or not?
No, I think they came in and they wiped it down with whatever.
So you're not seeing the mold anymore in the attic. And the question is, is it possible to have too much ventilation? The answer is no. In fact, a perfectly ventilated attic space is going to be at ambient temperature all the time. Now, because it's a flat roof, it's much more difficult to vent. If this was a pitched roof with an overhang, you would have soffit vents down across the soffit, ridge vents across the peak. It would essentially be wide open all the time, constantly circulating air. And what that does is in the wintertime, it takes out moisture, which can condense and lead to mold. And in the summer, it takes out heat, which, of course, drives up your cooling costs. So I don't think it's possible to have too much attic ventilation. Did you also mention that you put a fan in there?
Well, I put a fan in there to dry out the moisture first, and that's what my concern was. Maybe I shouldn't have put the fan because I'm spreading those mold spores around by doing that.
Well, if the mold was treated, I wouldn't worry too much about that. But here's the thing about fans. Now, the attic fans are only going to work on a heat-sensitive switch unless you wired them somehow differently. And so those attic fans typically only work in the summertime. They don't work in the wintertime.
It was in the fall, so it was relatively cool.
Right, but those attic fans work on a thermostat, which is generally, if it's installed correctly, set at around 100 degrees. So it would have to be an awfully warm fall day for that to kick on. I would say that if you're not spotting the mold any further, and the attic doesn't seem to be leaking, you addressed all of those issues, that you're just good the way it is, and I would just stop right there and enjoy it.
Right, right. Well, this is about the eighth house we've retired in the last 4 years. It's kind of like watching Gold Rush. You're always going to find something in an old house. So we enjoy it, but it's a lot of work.
Well, if you've got kids at home, a clean house is definitely not something you're in every single day. I mean, you dream about it and you wish you had it, but then, again, the kids, they definitely make that a hard goal.
But it always comes back to the kids.
Yeah, it always comes back to the kids. So we've got some tips here to help keep your home clean and keep your sanity intact, because we know you parents out there are super busy and you're juggling a lot. So first up, you want to start at the top. If you want to know the best cleaning hacks, watch professional cleaners in action. They always start at the highest point in the room and then work their way down, like clean the ceilings and the fans and the light fixtures and end up with vacuuming the floor. This way you're not kind of doing the same thing twice.
Now, you can also save time when you take advantage of your shower. Bathrooms can get scuzzy very fast with water spots and soap and toothpaste, you name it. But your morning shower can do double duty and keep your bathroom clean. So just take advantage of the shower steam to wipe off the mirror and the countertops and the tile walls if you have a tile shower with a microfiber cloth or a squeegee. It's a very quick and easy way to keep the moisture down and to keep that mold and mildew from growing as quickly as it might.
Yeah, and then I think, you guys, you need to prioritize the order that you're doing the tasks, because, does cleaning up kind of feel like it takes longer than it should? So then prioritize the cleaning order by starting with the tasks that require a machine, like the dishwasher or washing machine. Then you can complete any other tasks on your list while those machines are doing the work they're supposed to be doing.
And it's also smart to think about how you're vacuuming or mopping, because when you're doing that, what you want to do is start at the point farthest away from the door and work your way out. This way you won't have to remop shoe prints off the floor or anything else that happens to drop along the way.
Yeah. Now, another thing is, while you're cleaning and tidying up, you also want to take this chance to declutter, because if your kids are leaving their toys all over the place, you can declutter, you can put things away as you're cleaning, and that's going to kind of keep those nighttime tripping hazards at bay, because that's, I feel, always when the tripping things happen. It's dark, you're headed to the bathroom or something, or somebody's calling you, and then you step on a toy. It's all terrible.
Well, you can also save some money and make your own cleaners. If you think about it, store-bought cleaning supplies are pretty expensive. They can also have some harsh chemicals and be a bit smelly, to the point of actually bringing on headaches in some people. And there are a lot of advantages to making your own cleaners. It does save money, and you know exactly what's in there, and you control the scent. If you've got young kids, you can make homemade cleaners, like, for example, vinegar and water solution,
that works as an all-purpose cleaner, and it will not be harmful to your children. It does a pretty darn good job of keeping your countertops and your windows clean.
Now, guys, I'm here to tell you, a clean home just doesn't have to be a pipe dream when you've got kids. I mean, I work hard to keep the house tidy, and I have kids who really work hard to keep the house not tidy. So you just kind of have to break down the chores into manageable chunks so that they can fit into your super busy parenting schedule. I promise you can have both, kids and a clean house.
Amy in Michigan's on the line with a condensation question. How can we help you?
I live in a house that's about 15 years old, and every winter I have the same problem. I've been here for 3 years, but I have condensation on the inside of my windows. I think they're pretty decent windows. I know when we had the home inspection, the guy said these are really good windows. Just wondering what I can do to control it.
Now, when you're talking about this is in your living room, you're saying?
It's actually in just about every room of the house. It's worse in my bedrooms. And it's gotten, it seems like it's getting worse in other areas of the house.
Well, the reason that your windows condense is because they're not insulated properly. I'm going to presume that they're thermal pane windows. Is that correct?
They are.
They're thermal pane windows, but they're not very good thermal panes because the windows are super cold. So what happens is when the warm, moist air inside your house strikes them, it condenses. So what can you do at this point in time short of replacing the windows? You could take some steps to try to reduce the volume of moisture that's inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
This might include taking a look to make sure that your outside drainage is done properly so that you're not collecting water. Do you have a basement?
We do.
Okay, so you want to make sure that you have gutters on the house, downspouts that are clean, downspouts that are extended away, soil that's sloping away from the walls, that sort of thing reduces soil moisture. Dehumidification in the basement can help.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do it with a portable or a whole house dehumidifier.
Depending on your heating system.
Making sure that your bath fans are exhausted outside, making sure that your kitchen range hood is exhausted outside. Those are the sorts of things that will reduce the volume of humidity in the house. But I think until you get better quality windows in there that are better insulated, you're still going to continue to have this to some degree because it's just sort of the nature of the beast. If it's really cold outside and it's really warm and moist inside, that condensation is going to form the same way it happens in the summer when you go outside with a glass of ice water and you get droplets on the outside. It's just the nature of the condensation.
Why does it seem worse when I have the blinds drawn? Are the blinds down and closed? And then there's more condensation in the windows.
Because the windows are probably colder when the blinds are down. The warm air inside the house is not getting to the glass as readily. So the windows are probably a little colder when the blinds down. You have less air circulation across it, so you're not drying off some of that moisture probably as quickly as you would have.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So do what you can to reduce the amount of humidity inside the house, and then keep an eye on them. But I think eventually you're going to want to think about replacing your windows, and you can do that in stages. Start on the north side first because that's going to be the coldest side of the house and the side that will give you the best return on investment.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, choosing the right dishwasher can make your dishes come out clean and save you energy. We're going to tell you how you can find the most energy-efficient model for your home when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on today? If you're thinking about a home improvement project, think about calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT because we can help.
George in Utah's on the line with some sort of subfloor issue over at their Money Pit. What is going on?
Yeah, I got a bathroom floor that's starting to crack in places. Made of tile. So I, the flooring underneath it is crumbling, and I'm just not sure what to fix it with.
Are they big tiles? Are they wide tiles, like 12-inch wide tiles, or what?
They're about, they're your standard 12 by.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, when you have those big tiles, the floors have to be that much stronger because, you know, there's no flex in those big tiles. I mean, if you have, you know, if you have mosaic tiles and they're only an inch by an inch, all those grout lines give you a little bit of flex. But in those big tiles, it's got to be rock solid. So there's no easy fix for this. You're looking at having to tear out that floor and properly rebuild it. If you want the big wide tiles, you're going to have to take out everything that's there down to the subfloor, put in new plywood subfloor, probably pretty thick subfloor too, so it's really strong, or maybe even go with a mesh mud floor, where basically you put mesh down, then you put a mix of concrete over that floor, a slurry mix, and then level it out and then glue the tile on top of that so that it's absolutely rock hard and perfectly flat. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you get any deviation in that space, you're going to break that tile.
Well, getting the dinner dishes clean is a lot easier when you use a dishwasher instead of washing them by hand. But do you have the best dishwasher for that job? First of all, you want to make sure that your dishwasher is Energy Star rated. I mean, that's really a good first step. Besides saving you hours of time each week, a new dishwasher with an Energy Star certification will use 12% less energy and 30% less water than a standard dishwasher model.
Yeah, it's really smart when shopping for a dishwasher to look for that Energy Star symbol. This is going to indicate you're dealing with the best models that have met strict energy efficiency standards. And these models actually use less than half of the energy it takes to wash dishes by hand, and they can save you more than 8,000 gallons of water a year. You know, a standard size model only costs about $35 a year to run, so not much at all.
Now, dishwashing technology has also improved dramatically in recent years. New Energy Star models have features like soil sensors, improved water filtration, and more efficient jets. They also have dish racks that are designed to reduce energy and water consumption while improving performance. So, I mean, you still may fight with your spouse about whether you need to pre-wash the dishes or not. I mean, I feel like that fight's never going to go away, but at least you've got a dishwasher that's totally going to kick butt and save you money.
And all those bells and whistles are going to get your dishes as clean as a whistle while saving you time, money, and energy. You know, I really appreciate the Energy Star program because it standardizes energy efficiency. So if you as a consumer want to buy an appliance or a television or anything that's energy efficient, all you need to do is to look for that Energy Star rating. I mean, even when it comes to buying houses, they have Energy Star certified houses now as well. So it's a really smart program to follow and one you can really rely on when it comes to making those investments.
Susan and George is on the line with a cleaning question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I have purchased a 1920 Craftsman house.
Okay.
That's a beautiful home.
Oh, it is stunning. It will be. It's been neglected. And all the interior walls that we've exposed so far have antique heartwood pine.
Okay.
And so my question is, not only cleaning, it's kind of threefold. First, I need to clean it. It hasn't been cleaned in years. You know, and what is the best way to do that? As well as, after I clean it, I was thinking, you know, what is the best way to restore it? The wood is dry and maintain it.
So when you say restore it, I mean, do you want to refinish these pine walls?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They are, I mean, it's antique heartwood pine. They can be really, really pretty.
Yeah.
But because the house has, you know, some, it had old coal fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So they are
really
grungy.
Well, I would say clean it first, then we know how much more work you have to do. Right, Leslie?
Yeah.
What do you clean it with?
Well, because it's wood, you can't use a lot of moisture, but I would try something like Murphy's oil soap.
And that's okay to do on unfinished wood?
Yeah. I mean, it probably has some sort of base finish on it, does it not?
No, it does not.
There's no finish on it at all?
No. We actually, when we purchased the house, they had put up wallpaper on it.
New idea. If it's completely unfinished, then you're going to have to sand it. So I would start with one section, and I would lightly sand it and see where it goes. I would use a medium grit, like a 100, 150 grit, and take it from there. Now, I would you know, sand it very carefully by hand to start with, just kind of see what I'm working with. If it looks like it's going to work out for you, then I would definitely rent or even buy, they're not that expensive, a vibrating sander.
I actually tried sanding it in one area that's going to be a water heater closet, and it didn't work so well. There was so much, I guess, tannic acid or in it. It wasn't working very well.
If you want to try cleaning it with something else that's a little more heavy duty, you could try TSP. And since you've got this water heater closet, this could be your experimental room.
Right.
But you could use trisodium phosphate, which is something that you can buy in a home center. It's usually near the wallpaper
in the paint
section. And you mix it up with water, and it's pretty good at pulling stains out of things. But I've never used it on raw wood. I don't see it why you couldn't give it a try, though.
Yeah, I didn't know if mineral spirits or...
No. That's going to do nothing but set it. I would try the TSP, but if that doesn't work, you're just going to have to sand this.
And okay, that's fine.
You're going to sand enough to eventually cut through it. I mean, it's not black all the way through, so eventually you're going to cut through to fresh wood.
Right.
And then once you sand it, what you're probably going to do is stain it, and that will even out the color. So I would use a Minwax stain, oil-based Minwax stain, and I would stain it to even out the color, and then I would finish it with a clear finish.
Perfect. You have answered my question, and I'm so glad I talked to you. I didn't realize the mineral spirits would set it, so thank you guys so very much.
This is the Money Pit. Hey guys, are you feeling chilly drafts, but you're not really sure where they're coming from? Well, we're going to share some common places that drafts are sneaking into your house when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
All right, now we've got Richard calling in. What can we do for you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We've got carpet in the basement. We just bought this house about 6 months ago, and they've got some kind of mold issue, and I'm not going to mess with it. I'm just going to rip it out. I don't want to recarpet it, and I don't want concrete floors. I've heard laminated wood, engineered wood, plastic wood. Could you give me a nickel education on this?
Well, absolutely. First of all, you're really smart to tear out carpet from a basement. For all the reasons you stated, I mean, carpet is like, it's a filter, and you put it down in the basement, it traps dust, mites, and allergens. It holds moisture in, and it can be a very unhealthy situation. So removing that, going down the concrete and thinking about a hard surface flooring is a wise move. You do have options. The two best options would be laminate flooring and engineered hardwood flooring. A good source for both products is Lumber Liquidators. They have good products, good prices, great experts there. We've had them on the show a number of times. And whether or not you go with laminate or hardwood, the installation is going to be really important. You're going to follow their directions on that. Make sure you have the appropriate vapor barriers down. Now, engineered hardwood is just like regular hardwood, except that it's made kind of like plywood with different layers that overlap. And this gives it dimensional stability, which is the reason you could put it in a damp area like a basement.
Right, but then the top layer is actually the hardwood veneer of the hardwood that you're looking at. So it's truly a beautiful floor.
Okay, cool.
Now, laminate is also an option, and the laminate flooring today is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm telling you, in many cases, you cannot tell that it isn't hardwood floor because it looks so good. If you decide not to go with a hardwood look, you could get a laminate. Like, I have Lumber Liquidators laminate in my kitchen. It looks like stone, and it's beautiful. It's tough. We've raised three kids on it. You just can't kill this stuff. So I would take a look at LumberLiquidators.com. Take a look at either laminate or engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, because that will move if it gets damp or wet, but only engineered. Does that make sense, Rich?
That makes great sense. Thank you so much.
Well, if you've been feeling drafts this chilly winter and blaming your windows, the windows aren't the only way that air leaks are sneaking into your house. Now, your outside walls may have some even bigger holes to worry about. I'm talking about those outlets that are on exterior walls of the house. Those can be huge energy wasters.
Yeah, but air that leaks through these holes can be easily sealed. So to do that, turn the power off, remove the outlet or light cover plates, and install inexpensive foam gaskets. These are going to lay on top of the outlet or the light switch. They slightly overlap the hole in the wall, the box where it was cut out. And then when you put the cover plates back on, they compress back down, and they seal out drafts. They'll stop those energy dollars from leaking right out of your wallet.
Now we've got Sue on the line who needs some help removing wallpaper. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I live in an older house that has every single wall in the house is wallpapered.
Okay.
And I'm really sick of wallpaper.
Yeah. Probably a lot of years of wallpaper, too, huh, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, as a decorator, wallpaper is coming back in a big way, and big, bold patterns sometimes work really well in interesting spaces, but they might not always be what everybody wants. Now, Sue, tell me, is it paper or is it vinyl?
I think it might be a vinyl.
Okay. Now, with vinyl, you're going to need to score that wall covering first, only because the vinyl is going to, you know, stop any of your efforts from actually getting to where the paste is. Now, I've done this before, and it depends on how you've actually put up the paper and how long it's been there and what it is adhered to. You know, was the drywall behind it prepared first? That's all going to depend on your success rate in removing the wallpaper. But believe it or not, and it's definitely worth trying. It doesn't always work, but it has been successful many times for me. You can actually remove wallpaper with fabric softener.
Really?
I know it sounds crazy, but
works
you can
great.
Mix about a third of a cup fabric softener with two-thirds of a cup hot water, Or you can even do it with, what is it, laundry starch, equal amounts of laundry starch and hot water. And the laundry starch, the benefit I find with that is that it ends up being like a thicker consistency, so it holds the moisture on the wallpaper where you want it, whereas the fabric softener and water is a little bit wetter. But you, if you're using the fabric softener, you want to put it in a spray bottle, spritz that wallpaper, get it super wet, let it sit there for 10 to 15 minutes. That wallpaper, you're going to feel it start to loosen, and then you're going to peel it away, start at the bottom, work your way to the top. You may need a scraper to sort of get underneath it and, you know, give it a lot of elbow grease. But with the laundry starch and hot water, you can put that on with a paint roller or a sponge, super wet the walls again, let it stand until you can peel away. And I would start there before I start, you know, renting steamers and, you know, getting crazy chemicals. Just start and see your success rate.
Okay. It sounds easier than I thought it would be.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thanks so much, Sue, for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, and good luck with that wallpaper
project.
Well,
thank you. I'm going to be starting it probably in the next couple of weeks.
Good. And then we'll talk to you next year when you're finished, okay?
No, I'm going to consider that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Coming up on the Money Pit, we're going to help somebody out who's dealing with an entry foyer that's taken a lot of abuse this winter season from all the weather. We're going to come up with a solution to keep that looking great when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Stuff. And the reason I like this over the luxury vinyl plank, it's a little more expensive, but the boards are stiffer. And so they kind of tend to lay flatter in an older house where you get a little more waves in the floor, so less flooring prep before you put it down. But that's my two cents. I would stay away from the tile because you're right. It's going to be a boatload of work to keep that clean.
All right, Greg, I hope that helps you out because you can find a floor that looks great and is durable for that spot. So good luck on your hunt. Now we've got Tyler who says, I want to paint our brick fireplace white. I know painting it means it's permanent, which is fine with me. However, I saw that there are white brick stains and wanted to know if a white stain would be better than a regular paint.
It comes down to cleanability, right? I mean, you can't clean stained brick.
It really depends. So a stain on brick is going to be more saturated into the brick itself. It's going to give you more of like a washy look, whereas a paint over brick is going to like seal over the top of the brick, and then you'll be able to clean it. Either way, whatever you put on is going to suck into that brick itself, so to get back to a natural brick surface is virtually impossible without a tremendous amount of work. But you say you're okay with that. You want to keep it painted. And sometimes white painted brick, I know I'm saying this, looks really nice. I know. You got to sort of weigh the differences here. Do you want to be able to clean it? Do you want it to be more solid? Then paint is the way. If you want it to be more sort of washy looking and very soft, but still have that like brick stony feel to it, then that's a stain. So those are your two choices. Either way, I'm sure you're going to love it. Just make a choice knowing, you know, what the maintenance is.
Yeah, absolutely. But if your fireplace tends to be the least bit smoky, then definitely paint it because you'll never get that smoke out on top of the stain.
Yeah, that is true.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so happy that you are. We hope that we've been able to give you some tips, some ideas, some actionable advice that help you improve your home, help you take care of your home, help you decorate your home, help you fix your home while saving money, saving energy, saving time, and making that place as comfortable as it can be. Remember, if you've got questions, you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit, or always by posting your questions on MoneyPit.com. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Memphis police chief has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit, citing, her words, a cloud of dishonor from newly released video that showed some of its officers beating a man to death after stopping the motorist. Former President Trump spoke to a small crowd in South Carolina this evening, the second of two campaign appearances today. Earlier, he was the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire State GOP annual meeting, where he said voters need to send him back to the White House in 2024.
We're going to defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists, and I used to say that. Seldom. Now I say it all the time because they are. You look at what they're doing to our country.
The two states hold two of the party's first three nominating contests, giving them enormous power in selecting the next nominee for president. Frustration on both sides of the aisle after senators were blocked from viewing classified documents seized from both President Biden and his predecessor.
The senators were not allowed to see the documents during a closed-door briefing last Wednesday with the National Intelligence Director. Director citing the ongoing special counsel investigations. One GOP senator, Tom Cotton, who is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he and other Republicans will hold up President Biden's nominees until the administration shares with Congress the documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and at Mr. Biden's home in Delaware and office in Washington. Ken Lorman reporting.
Petro Pavel, a retired Army general, decisively defeated populist billionaire Andre Babiš in a runoff today to become the Czech Republic's new president. The 61-year-old Pavel will succeed controversy courting Miloš Zeman in the largely ceremonial but prestigious post. His election is expected to cement the country's Western orientation. News and analysis, townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem, wounding two people less than a day after a fatal shooting outside a synagogue in the deadliest attack in the city since 2008.
According to paramedics, both were fully conscious and in moderate to serious condition in the hospital. The attacker was shot and wounded by police. The attack, coming just a day before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in the region, has raised the possibility of even greater conflict in what is already one of the bloodiest months in Israel and the occupied West Bank in several years. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians in response. The steps include new moves to strengthen Jewish settlements. Meanwhile, the Biden administration opposes Israeli settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, territories claimed by the Palestinians for a future state. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
John Scott takes a look at how our week ended on Wall Street.
The stock's closing higher on Wall Street, marking the market's third winning week in the last four. American Express helped lead the way. It jumped after giving a profit forecast that topped expectations. Next week could be even busier for the markets. The Federal Reserve expected to announce its latest increase to interest rates. A report on Friday showed that inflation is continuing to cool, raising hopes for a smaller increase that is less painful.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week has Ben Crump, the lawyer who represents the family of Tyree Nichols, a man beaten to death by Memphis police officers. NBC's Meet the Press has Ohio GOP Representative Jim Jordan. CBS's Face the Nation House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, along with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Is there a project on your to-do list for the days, the weeks ahead? Still a little chilly out, but spring will be here before you know it. And that's when we get to take the gloves off or put them on and get going with home improvement projects around the house. If you've got something you're planning, we can give you some tips, some ideas, some advice on how you can get it done quickly, efficiently, save some money, and have it come out even better than you imagined. So reach out to us with your questions starting right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, wouldn't it be nice to be able to tour around your house and know exactly where all that extra energy is being wasted? Well, there's a new tool out now from the Department of Energy that helps you do exactly that. We're going to explain how it works and how it can reveal which home improvements will save you the most money and energy.
And also coming up, unstable dressers that tip over and injure or even kill young children are tragically a common statistic. That's why there's a new law that's seeking to save lives with mandatory furniture standards to prevent those tip-over dangers. We're going to share the details just ahead.
And also ahead, if you own a home, nobody likes surprises, like when things break down unexpectedly. But by setting a realistic household budget for home maintenance, you can reduce those little surprises, or some of the big ones, as well as the expense of emergency repairs. So we're going to have a rule of thumb to help you know exactly how much to save just ahead.
But first, are you guys dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this year? Well, if you can dream it, you can for sure do it. And Team Money Pit can definitely help you get those projects done. We've got ideas to help you save money, get that project started, get that project finished, and help you out all along the way. So definitely give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
All right, now we've got Christine on the line who's got a question about grout. What is going on at your money pit?
So I have a renovation going on, and one bathroom has white shower tile and white floor tile, and I wanted to use white grout on both the shower wall and the floor. My architect says don't use white. It'll get so dirty so fast. My boss says she has two rooms, and they're both all white grout, and they don't get dirty. And then there was somebody else who said, you know, there's opinions on both sides. I want to know what is the right answer.
Okay. Well, Leslie, I think it really comes down to the type of grout. I mean, if it's sand grout, it's much more likely to get dirty than if it's an epoxy grout, right?
Yeah, and it also depends, you know, if you treat it after the grout is applied. You know, there are some steps you can take to make sure that once the grout is applied, it can stay cleaner longer. And there's different ways that you can apply that grout sealer as well.
Okay. So,
taking notes?
Yeah.
So we think
that white's probably a fine choice. And yes, there may be a bit more maintenance, but if you do seal, if it's sand grout, like the whiter grout joints, like for the floor, and you seal those properly, you minimize that. And for the tile walls, if you use an epoxy grout, then you really have no worries, because that's just almost as easy to clean as the tile itself.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Now we've got Dan on the line calling us from Madison, Mississippi. How can we help you today at the Money Pit?
I've decorated several homes, and just recently I was at my mom's down in Woodville, Mississippi, decorating her house. She has a house that's on the National Registry on Main Street. And we did her Christmas tree, and we used probably 12 strands of lights, and it was gorgeous. And we left the room for 15 minutes, came back, and every one of the lights were out.
Did you blow a fuse?
I didn't know anything about the fuses being in the wires, and I didn't know that there was a maximum number of strings.
Well, you do now. You do now.
Yes, I do. So I did not know that there was the fuses, so I began to take all the lights off and try and start over. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I know that y'all can give me some great advice on this subject, and I wanted to call y'all because I listen to y'all every Saturday morning on the way to work in Jackson, Mississippi.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, like, you know, when it comes to those holiday light strings, if they're incandescent, even if they're the mini bulbs, you usually can't put more than about three of them together before you start to risk blowing the fuses. And as you've discovered, the fuses are the tiniest little things, and they're mounted inside the male end of the fuse plug. And you have to open those up, pop them out, and replace them. A better option would have been to go with LED strings, which are so widely available today. In fact, I bought one just today to replace an incandescent line of mini bulbs that had burnt out for like $9, 100 bulbs. You can't beat it. They're super bright, and you could put about 12 to 15 of those strings together and not have to ever worry about blowing a fuse.
My partner is big on the LEDs. He's our tech guy, I call him, and he was saying we needed to switch everything over to LEDs because it's so much cheaper, you know, also
yep.
with the cost effectiveness. And everything. I have found that I buy a lot of my decorations. I work for Goodwill Industries.
Right.
And you would be shocked at the amazing deals you can find on Christmas decorations at your local Goodwill stores.
I bet.
A lot of people know that or not.
Huh. How about that? Well, that's a really good point.
That's probably one of the number one items we have donated at Goodwill stores.
Yeah, well, why not? You know, that's a great, it's a great place to get your decor.
It is. It is. So,
and even for if anything else you want to upcycle throughout the year, there's great furniture there that with a little paint and TLC could take on a whole second life.
It surely can. So stick with the three strands, change out the fuses, and
yep.
upgrade next year is y'all's advice.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank y'all. I certainly appreciate it.
All right, now we're going to catch back up with Dot in Arizona. We gave some ideas on her kitchen remodel, and we want to hear how it went. Dot, what's going on?
Our electrician came, and he ended up chiseling out a hole in the concrete slab and running conduit through it and made our pass through what used to be a peninsula, turned it into an island for us. So we got it all solved.
Oh, that's great. So, in other words, you were trying to put down a laminate floor, and you were wondering how to get the wiring from one side of the kitchen over to the island, which, by its very nature, is an island. So you had to do that in a way that would be invisible. Well, that was probably a lot of work for the electrician, but I'm glad it worked out.
It did. It worked out great. He did a super job. But I listen to your show, and I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, the folks at EnergySaver.gov just launched a virtual tool that's going to allow consumers to experience ways to save energy firsthand. We're going to explain how it works to keep more money in your pocket next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? You got some big plans for 2023? Maybe you're thinking of changing around the house, maybe buying a new house, maybe tackling just some small projects. Well, whatever it is, before you go ahead and spend time on those next home improvement projects, spend some time with Team Money Pit at the Money Pit Podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. All right, now we've got Justin on the line, who's from Philly but living in D.C. with a question for the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So I just got a new house in D.C., got a great foundation. It's a lot of home to love and a lot of home to fix, so we're just getting started on that.
Okay.
And the basement while in good condition from a moisture perspective, does have asbestos tile, and that asbestos seems to have been raised up in some points at different due to construction from previous tenants of the house. Looks like they did some electric work. So, you know, you see that black mastic and you have the asbestos tile. I'm getting it tested now, actually. So I wanted to know, I don't want to try to do a self-leveling compound over it or anything because I would have to basically self-level compound the entire basement. And then the next people living in this house might get a surprise in the future when they're trying to do construction themselves.
Right.
So I wanted to know, what's the best way to go about this, because it seems to be very prohibitively expensive. It's, you know, the entire, you know, probably 800 square foot basement. When I'm getting some estimates from people, it looks like it's going to be like $4,000, $5,000 bucks. And, you know, I'm willing to put that type of investment in if it's the right thing to do, because we want to put down some, you know, floating vinyl, luxury vinyl flooring or something like that. And I just want to get your input.
Okay, so first of all, the asbestos tile, we're talking about vinyl asbestos tile, and is it reasonably intact in terms of its condition right now?
Much of it is, and then there's one room. It's a two-room with a hallway type of basement. One room, they had to do some electric work or something. They clearly dug up a lot of it and then, you know, put something over where they dug up. And so there's one part where it looks like they did some damage, but then they tried to do some repair to reduce the damage, that type of thing. But yeah,
is the floor itself pretty flat?
The floor itself is, I you know, I haven't put a level to it, but it looks relatively flat except for that part where it was
did the work, right?
Yeah, and it's very not level there, like probably maybe half a centimeter in difference.
Okay, so well, first of all, the type of asbestos that you're describing is asbestos that's held inside of a vinyl binder. When you have asbestos in an old house that was used like heating pipe, old steam pipes, it looks kind of like a corrugated cardboard, but it's white. Or sometimes you see it on old ducts where it looks almost like it was covered with like a plaster cloth. Those types of asbestos products are much more likely to release asbestos fibers into the air. When you're talking about asbestos tile or cement asbestos shingle like you might see on the outside of the house, you have a far lower chance of being exposed to any asbestos with that kind of product because it's just held by the binder. It's not friable. It's not deteriorated. If I had that on a floor, I would leave it alone. I would put my new flooring right on top of it. I would not take it up because by taking it up, you risk, you know, breaking some of those fibers loose. I don't really see any reason to do it. It's pretty thin stuff. And you could put a luxury vinyl floor, like an extruded vinyl plank, right on top of that. But I will say that regardless of what you do about the asbestos, when you get to that area that is not level, there you may need to do some floor leveling compound because those vinyl products are not very forgiving to uneven floors, and they tend to have a lot of difficulty with the joints, the tongue and groove locking joints, sticking together when the floor gets a little out of control like that. The other option, of course, would be laminate floor, which is a little more sturdy in terms of locking joints. But the vinyl plank does really, really well. I was just speaking with a friend of mine this weekend who called in the midst of a basement vinyl plank project. She had bought all of the vinyl planking from one store, and she was snapping it together. And she says, it's not staying together. I get three boards down, and the other end comes out. So after confirming that she was absolutely positively putting it together the right way, I said, stop what you're doing. Take it back to the store. And it was hard because, you know, you get a head of steam going, you really want to finish this project. But at that point, that particular product just was not suitable for this location. And I said, put it back in the box, take it back to the store, and you need to buy a better product. I sent her over to Lumber Liquidators because I had actually used one of their luxury vinyl plank products there. It was called Core Lux, I think. And I used it in my mom's kitchen, and she was thrilled with the results. And I found that it was pretty easy to work with. But I think I would just tend to go right on top of that asbestos vinyl tile. I would not pull it up.
And you'd try doing the self-leveling compound. You wouldn't try using, I know they come in with the hazmats and all that to try to pull it up. You would not.
Why would you go through all that trouble? No, I mean, that one area, no, I would just try to get whatever I had in there done to make it work. And you may not even be compound. You might even fill in, you know, some of it with a solid material so that you have less compound to do.
You know, that's where the craftsmanship part of the job comes in. But in terms of that floor, I don't think I would take the asbestos vinyl. I don't think there's a big risk even having it in the house because, again, it's not loose, it's not deteriorated. It's not likely to be released to the air. I think the risk happens when you start tearing it all up.
Yeah, I was only worried because it may not only be the tile, but it might also be the mastic beneath. But, you know, if both are okay. That was kind of what I was feeling, but I also wanted peace of mind, like, oh, maybe I should remove it. I'm not sure.
You don't want to pull the loose thread on the suit, you know what I mean? Sometimes it comes right out, and sometimes the whole thing comes apart. So I would stay away from that, and I would just go right over it. This is why we call home improvement an adventure, because you never know how it's going to end up.
Yeah, for sure. We're looking forward to doing it, though.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out, Justin, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thank you so much.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to tour around your house and know exactly where energy is being wasted? You know, there's a new tool out from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory that can help you do just that.
Yeah, it's an interactive tool. It's called the Energy Efficient House Tool, and it's online, and it allows consumers to virtually go throughout a house and explore ways to save energy and money throughout the entire space. Now, the tour is really beneficial as a tool for anybody who wants to know which area of their home is going to provide the most benefit from an energy-saving improvement. Like maybe you're trying to decide between windows and a new water heater or more insulation. It will tell you what the benefit is on a product-by-product basis.
Yeah, and it's super easy to use. Now, the tool is going to let you click on different areas of the home to learn how to save money and energy in that specific spot. In many cases, it tells you how much energy you'll save or at what point making an improvement makes sense. So, for example, if you were thinking about replacing that water heater with maybe a tankless model, now the tool will explain that this only makes sense if you use 41 gallons of water a day. Otherwise, it's smart to stick with a regular tank type of water heater. So it definitely gives you workable examples there so you can really figure out how it best plays into your home.
Yeah, there's even a whole section that's called energy efficient window attachments. So what's a window attachment? Well, they're talking about window films or even awnings, and that's going to help you determine where those improvements really make sense. So check out the interactive energy efficient house tool at energysaver.gov, and see how it can help you in making those important decisions.
Marlon, Louisiana is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape and they're round and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
Marla, that is a huge project. I mean, Leslie, if she said she has 22 columns on that house now, I mean, columns like that, they're not designed to be boxed in. Plus, I'm sure those columns are probably holding up a good portion of the roof. So to even disassemble and move them, you would need to support what's behind it. And if you were to kind of square them off, I think it would ruin the architectural view of the house right now. So I think the best thing for you to do is to talk with an architect and have them redesign the front of the house to get closer to what you want to do. This style does not lend itself to modification. I think it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved into a space that is covered by all those columns. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, the columns definitely are part of what makes that house the architectural style. So by changing that, you're definitely modifying the look of the house. And what else do you have to do to sort of accommodate that new look so it doesn't seem like a mishmash of styles? So I think there's a lot to be done there. It's just a matter of sticking with an architectural style you like and making sure that's consistent. And to do so, you definitely need an architect to help you along the way.
Yeah, this is not an easy porch to enclose because you're completely changing the style of the house. So I think that's the best place for you to start.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, unstable furniture poses a very serious and potentially deadly danger for young kids. But a new law is going to set some standards to help keep them safe. Find out what you should be looking for when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And call it home, well, we can be there with you. Just reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com.
John in Missouri is on the line and is needing some help purchasing a new money pit. How can we help you?
Me and my wife are planning on building a guest house on our property, and we were wondering if it'd be better to build from the ground up or to have a prefabricated house built.
Well, either is a really good option. You know, the advantage of prefab homes is that they go together much more quickly, and there's various levels of prefabrication. You know, you can get the home built in sections, or you can get a panelized home where the walls are assembled. And, you know, I've seen many of these homes go together, and they're extremely well built. You know, building a lot of these things in a factory gives you the ability to control a lot of things it's hard to control on the site, you know, accuracy of all the cutting and the measurements and the humidity of the wood and that sort of thing. I think either way, you really can't go wrong. And building it prefab would bring it together quicker if that's something that you're interested in.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, John, at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and let us know how that build goes.
Thank you.
Well, for years, hundreds of young children have been killed and thousands more have been injured by unstable furniture toppling over on top of them. On average, tipped furniture or falling televisions send a child to the emergency room every 24 minutes. This is nuts. Now, if you've got kids, you all want to know about a new law aimed specifically at preventing these deadly accidents that occur all too often.
Yeah, it's called the STURDY Act, which stands for Stop Tipovers of Unstable, Risky Dressers on Youth. I got to give it to the government and their acronyms, right?
I mean, it's a really clever one.
That's a mouthful. But anyway, the law sets mandatory safety standards for all dressers and similar products that are made or sold in the United States. It was passed after years of investigations by Consumer Reports and advocacy from parents groups, including accident survivors and those who lost their own children. Previously, there were only somewhat weaker voluntary safety standards in place, but now it's the law.
Yeah, now the law is establishing rules for dresser sturdiness and strengthening testing requirements. Now, dresser safety will need to reflect real-world use, like resting on carpets, containing the weight of clothing, and standing with multiple drawers open while remaining stable. And if you're looking to furnish your home, you've got to look for strong warning labels that have also been mandated.
Yeah, and if you're buying new furniture, it's probably going to come with a brace that will attach that furniture to the wall. But if you have existing furniture, you can buy those braces or straps. And basically what they do is they attach to the furniture, and then they attach to the wall. So if the furniture starts to tip in that direction, the brace or the strap will hold it back and preventing it from falling over and potentially hurting someone very seriously.
Yeah, I remember I bought a dresser not too long ago, last year as a matter of fact, from IKEA, and I had to sign something saying that I was receiving the anchor and that I would use it, and I guess also releasing them from liability.
Yeah, and I will say that IKEA has been providing those safety straps for years and years and years. I remember when our kids were very young, they still had those in the package. Of course, nobody knew what they were for back then. I did, of course, and always put them in, but a lot of folks didn't, and they're so important. I'm really glad to see that that we're finally getting some legislation to hold manufacturers responsible for this, because it's really a very critical thing to do.
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big, flat, wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on MoneyPit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to MoneyPit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it, you'll find that story. It'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big, fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and then the water over them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me in gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 liters and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call in your home repair, your home improvement, design, plumbing, heating, whatever question, 24/7 right here to 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, are you getting around to formulating your yearly budget? Do you know how much money you should set aside for maintenance on your home each year? Well, we're going to give you a formula to help you figure that out after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Lux Rock and other dice coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you want to be inspired for your next home improvement project? Well, don't miss the Money Pit podcast with new episodes and great ideas coming at you every Monday and Thursday.
You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Mike in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. What is going on at your house?
Okay, my problem is I have a stain on my ceiling in my second floor hallway, which is directly underneath my AC unit. I went up in the attic, I look on the roof, and I was thinking maybe it was blown in the ridge vent. I looked all around the beams. I couldn't see anything. I didn't see any water. But I noticed the AC unit itself, it kind of seemed like there was condensation on it, and there was little rust spots in the corner.
Right.
The house is only about 8 years old.
What I think is going on is one of two possibilities. If it is condensation, it can happen in the winter, but it has nothing to do with the AC system. When you go up into the attic, here's a home inspector's trick of the trade. I learned something in 20 years doing this. When you look up on the underside of the roof sheathing, you're going to see the nails that come through it from the shingles.
Right.
If the tips of those nails are rusty, then you have got a lot of vapor pressure, a lot of condensation, humidity that's building up in the attic, forming that condensation and dripping down. That's one way you can get water drips on the ceiling. I think, however, it's more likely, given its position, that this was either condensation or a condensate link that happened during the air conditioning season. It may not even be active anymore. I've had condensation problems that I've seen happen because you had a particularly humid month and you've got a lot of moisture forming on ducts that actually leak through the ceilings below. But, you know, when the conditions change, it goes away. What I would tell you to do is to prime over that section of stain with something like Kills. Because if you just paint over it, the stain will continue to come through. You've got to seal it. So I would prime it and paint over it now and see if it comes back. It might just have been a one-time thing. And I suspect it's more likely that it has to do with the AC but you can eliminate the possibility of the roof sheathing by looking for those rusty nail tips. I would go with that theory before I started to explore any other far less likely causes for this.
You know, it's always a good idea to start a rainy day fund for your house, so if it rains and the roof leaks, you've got some money set aside for those repairs. But how much do you need? Well, here's a good rule of thumb. Try to set aside about 1% of your home's value to cover a year's worth of repairs and maintenance. So if your home is worth $300,000, you should plan on spending about $3,000 on it over the course of a year.
Now, that is just for minor repairs and maintenance. It doesn't include the big expenses you should anticipate every once in a while, like a new heating system, a new air conditioning system, a new roof, a new water heater, and so on. If those components are aging from the start, it's a good idea to set aside even more. And lastly, when it comes to appliances, it is often cheaper to replace them than to repair them. You want to see a quick reference on when repair versus replacement makes sense, check out our article, Appliance Repair or Replace. It's on MoneyPit.com. We've got an easy reference chart there to help you decide if it's even worth making that effort.
Jeannie, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
We moved into a house that had a big deck around the house. And so we ended up taking all the boards off because the old boards had never been treated with anything. So we put the boards and everything on. And then we went to like Lowe's, Home Depot and all that to find a stain that we could put or a liquid that we could put on there that we wouldn't have to do it every year. It was an oil-based stain.
Okay.
We put it on there, and they said, well, you shouldn't have to do it every year. You know, you should be able to go 3 or 4 years. And every year we've had to redo it because our deck is in the sun all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what product you're using, but there's a wide variety when it comes to stains that you can choose from. And what we generally recommend is solid color stain. And what most people get is semi-transparent stain. So what I would tell you to do is the next time, make sure you prep that deck really well, follow the manufacturer's instructions, but I would apply a solid color solvent-based stain, not water-based, solvent-based stain that has a lot of pigment in it, and what that will do is you'll still see the grain, but it will actually last a lot longer in terms of how it stands up to that surface. Solid color, not semi-transparent. And I think you'll see a significantly different result.
Okay, well, I listened to you on Saturday morning, and I was like, well, I'll ask them.
All right, well, we're certainly glad you did, and we hope that works out. Perfect time now to do that to the deck, get it ready for spring. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, if you enjoy wine but you don't have a wine cellar to store your favorite vintages, we're going to share top wine storage spots for any type of space when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi, folks. This is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with questions that you have about your house. We would be glad to help.
Rick in Washington reached out to Team Money Pit. He needs us to settle a difference of opinion here. He says, I need a new front door and wondered, can I just get a front door alone, or do I have to replace the side lights and the whole assembly? I'm getting several different opinions on that and would really like your guidance.
So, Rick, certainly there's no reason that you could not replace just the front door itself. But that said, this becomes a much more complicated carpentry project if you do. First, you've got to find a door that fits that opening. And presuming that you do find it, the hinges are probably not going to line up. The handle's not going to line up. The deadbolt's not going to line up. So you're going to have a lot of work to sort of rehang that, reshape that. Typically, the door will be slightly bigger, will have to be shaved down, because remember, the old door took years to kind of find its position, and now replacing it's going to mean that you've got to find a new door to fit that exact same spot, and especially difficult if the one side has moved more than the other, and it's a bit of a saggy situation. So the other option, though, is to replace the entire door unit, and if you do that, you know that everything fits together, everything seals well, you're not going to have leaks from water, you're not going to have leaks from air and draft. So I think, unless I had a situation where it was an old house, I really wanted to preserve that integrity, so I was kind of replacing maybe one nasty old wood cracked door with a new one, I think I would probably do the same thing. And in fact, I did that twice in my house, and I was satisfied with the result.
All right. And, you know, there's so many new options. You can really change the whole look of the front of the house, and it would be gorgeous.
Well, if you enjoy a nice glass of wine, you may have dreamt about the opportunity to have a wine cellar. But wine cellars are no longer just for the chosen few, and frankly, you don't even need to have a cellar to store your wine. Les has got tips for creating a space, no matter what kind of house you have, to store that wine in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, when you've got a great wine and you store it well, it can actually age into an even more interesting and sometimes more valuable vintage. But according to the experts at the Sydney Home Show, you don't always have to have a wine cellar to properly store that wine, so we've got a few tips here to help. First of all, you always want to store the wine somewhere dark. Sunlight is going to be wine's worst enemy because those UV rays can prematurely age that wine. So keep the wine away from windows and sunrooms. If you've ordered wine online, say, or by the case from the store, that wine often arrives in a box. If it's possible, keep the wine in the box, especially if it's made of styrofoam, because it's going to help minimize the effects of temperature fluctuations. Now, speaking of temperature, you want to kind of find a spot that has even temperature. Cooler is going to be better, more optimal for storing wine, but the most important thing is that you store it somewhere with an even temperature. So that's going to rule out your kitchen, the laundry room, the boiler room. I mean, even keeping it in a cupboard in one of those rooms kind of rules out those spaces because they fluctuate so much in the heat. Now, you also want to keep the bottles in one position. Once you've found somewhere to store the wine, don't move them around every now and then. If it's a bottle with a cork, you want to store it on its side so the cork can stay in constant contact with the wine and not dry out. And another thing to consider is humidity.
Now, humidity and wines under cork, anywhere between 50% and 80% humidity is considered good, but you have to avoid extremely damp conditions because that can promote mold. So it's kind of a delicate balance, but there are some places that you can find in your home without a cellar to store that wine and be able to enjoy it for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when you think about threats to your home, fire and floods generally kind of top the list of the safety concerns. But the fact is, during winter, hail can actually wreak pretty serious havoc on its own. So we're going to share tips on how you can handle hail damage, including tips on how to get your insurance company to cover it on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.